mine being 37, it's 183, again, more or less. And then you want to be at around 70% of it, 65% to 75% of it for moderate effective benefits of exercise. And to keep in mind that quantity does affect quality. And once again, we have the graph that we see so often, the curvy linear relationship. So if on this side of the graph we had psychological plus physiological benefit, and here we have effort or amount of work, the graph looks like this. Where too little effort is not good, we're compromising on our base level of happiness. Too much effort is also not good. That's when we experience the staleness or the anxiety. And what we want to get to is more or less around our optimum level. And also optimum level given how much time we have. Yeah, in an ideal world, I would work out 6 times a week for 1 hour each time. In an ideal world. But I want to do many other things. So I exercise at least 4 times a week, 30 minutes each time. It's good enough for me. Identify what's good enough for you. Recovery is important. We talked about recovery on the psychological level. Recovery is very important in sports. Let me share with you just a quick story about Derek Clayton. Derek Clayton was a runner in the early 60s, one of the best long-distance runners in the world.